Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, and I'm glad you're here. My website is www.smallbusinessadvocate.com, and I hope you'll use it to your advantage. I hope you'll check it out and let it help you have the maximum opportunity to be successful. And one of the things you can do there is you can go and listen to many of the thousands of archives of past interviews we've done, including the ones we've done with our friend Scott Eblen, who's with us right now. Scott is a former Fortune 500 human resources executive. He spent decades in that realm as an executive coach, a speaker, and an author. Speaking of author, he's the author of The Next Level, What Insiders Know About Executive Success. And he's here to help us make sure that we not only get the most out of our people, but he also helps people get the most out of themselves. Scott, welcome back to the show.
Jim, thanks. Great to be here this morning.
It's good to have you back. Scott, I know one of the things you do is you help C-level, the corporate, the top corporate people in organizations, large organizations, make sure that they, you know, not only do you help them manage their people better and do a better job of with human resources, but you actually sit one-on-one many times. A good bit of your business is sitting one-on-one with executive vice presidents, CEOs, that sort of thing, to help them make sure that they're doing the right things, don't you?
Yeah, that's really it, Jim. You know, the question I really like to focus on with people is to ask them to really reflect when they're performing at their best, when they're at peak performance, what are the characteristics that describe them when they're at their best, and then help them understand, you know, the routines that are going to reinforce peak performance and the outcomes that they would expect to see if they were consistently performing at their best. And there's a lot of good work that can be done in that space.
Well, you know, Scott, most of the folks that I know as small business owners, I should say, they think of themselves as small business owners. They understand that they own a business. They understand that, you know, that they're on top of this organization, they're at the top of the organization structurally and all that. And they know that, and they know that they have to make the hard decisions, and they do those things. They know that they have to be in charge of where the company's going. But I don't think they think of themselves as a C-level manager. I don't think that I don't think the president or the founder of a small business typically thinks of himself or herself as a CEO, as a chief executive, and I think they ought to do more of that. And if they did, one of the ways they could do that would be to get out of the trenches, go up to 30,000 feet, and look around them. What do you think?
No, I completely agree. The metaphor that I've borrowed from someone that I use a lot is, you can either be on the dance floor or you can be up on the balcony. You know,
right.
And we need to be in both places as leaders, whether we're leaders of small business or larger businesses. And you know, when you're on the dance floor, all you see really is the partner next to you and
right.
maybe the couple next to you. But if you can get up on that mezzanine balcony and look at the dance floor for a little while from time to time, you can see the patterns and
mm-hmm.
see, you know, who's doing well, what's going well, what needs your attention, what you can let go. And
when you talk to the leaders of big companies, do they have problems getting up on the balcony sometimes?
Yeah, absolutely. I think we all do. I've been thinking lately, Jim, I've been in this coaching business now for 6 years, and I think every year has been crazier for my clients than the year before in terms of the demands on their time.
Why do you think that
attention.
Is?
I think the pace is increasing so much more quickly. I think it's driven by the BlackBerry culture and the Outlook calendar culture, where people can schedule meetings on top of meetings.
One of the things I've been saying for a long time is there's nothing really new under the sun. Change has been going on for a long time. A computer is just a fancy wheel,
mm-hmm.
but what has changed is the velocity of change.
I think that's right, and I think people have lost their boundaries a little bit. They've forgotten what they do need in their life to to maintain the perspective that makes them the best when they're at their best. I saw a statistic the other day that was amazing to me. There were this is a survey that was done by Expedia.com. 574 million vacation days went unused in 2006.
Wow. I bet that didn't happen in other countries like it did in the United States.
Probably not. I just saw it for the U.S. It was $20 billion in lost vacation days. Hmm.
We're a lot more compulsive and obsessive about this, aren't we?
Excuse me?
In the United States, we're a lot more compulsive and obsessive about this, aren't we?
I think that's true. I mean, Europeans, they take holidays. That's what they call vacation. That's a whole different mindset, right?
Yeah, it sure is. They consider it to be their birthright to have those things. So maybe small business owners shouldn't feel so badly if we're not, if our big brothers in the big companies, you know, have the same problem we have, maybe we shouldn't feel so badly. But that doesn't help the company run better, does it?
Well, I come back to the question: how are you when you're at your best? Are you performing at your peak or not? And it's just like running a car without changing the oil. Most of us wouldn't do that. We understand that the car would seize up and quit running eventually.
How do we evaluate for ourselves when we're at our best? What does that look like?
I encourage people to think about times when everything just went, it's like Michael Jordan going to the hoop. Everything was in flow. We're in the zone. I think we all have times in our lives when we're like that, and to use those as learning points. What was going on at that point that enabled me to really perform at my best? How was that for me? What were the characteristics that described me in that state? What would I do in my life to make sure that I was more that way than the other way?
I'm going to predict that when that happens, when you are in that flow, as you say, that's a moment that you actually anticipated. It's a moment that you actually did a little bit of planning. There was some kind of preparation. Something happened. It didn't just happen accidentally. Something happened prior to that that you did or someone did to help make that happen. What do you think?
Oh, I think you're absolutely spot on with that, Jim. Absolutely.
Well, I just think that we need to try to be a little more proactive and not be such... I think one of the biggest challenges small business owners have, and it's not always our fault because we don't have as much resources as we really need, is we get this crisis management thing going on, and most of that, I think, is a result of poor planning.
Yeah, and I think also it's a result of perhaps sometimes lack of focus. You know, if I use another sports analogy, Tiger Woods, he built his whole year around winning major golf tournaments.
Mm-hmm.
And he makes a lot of choices about what he's not going to do in service of winning those major tournaments.
Right. Focus. That's very important. When we come back, we're going to talk about next year. What should we do in the coming year to be better leaders and to help our people become better leaders? It's 20 After. Scott Eblen is our guest. He's the author of The Next Level. Welcome back. It's 23 after the hour. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate, and we're visiting with our good friend Scott Eblen. Scott is the author of The Next Level. Scott, tell us about your company. Give us your website and tell us where your book's available, please.
Sure, Jim. My website is eblengroup.com. It's spelled E-B as in boy, L-I-N as in Nancy, group.com, all one word. And my company is the Eblen Group, and we specialize in helping good leaders be even better leaders, taking it to the next level, expanding your scope of responsibility and figuring out what to pick up and what to let go as you move into bigger and bigger leadership roles.
You know, I remember in my study of the Old Testament, Scott, there was a term you just made me think of that the rabbis, the priests used to talk about. And I don't know if they still do or not, but in the Old Testament they did. They called it binding and loosing.
Yeah, right.
They had the power to bind and loose. The priests, the rabbis, I guess. Now they had in those days, in those ancient days, they had the ability to bind and loose. They could say what just got bound up and what got turned loose. Don't we need to give ourselves the ability to bind and loose, and to know which things to hold on to and which things to let go of?
Oh, yeah. I think throughout life we do. If you think about it, we go through major milestones in our lives where the game changes, and that's true in business, and it's true outside of business. And the whole thing is what got you there won't keep you there quite often. You know,
Say that again.
What got you there won't keep you there.
I like that.
You like that? The skills and behaviors that worked for us on the way up. When we were small, or smaller than we are today, or the individual contributor in an organization, now we're a team leader or a manager. You've got to change the game at some level, and you can't keep playing the same game and expect different results. You've got to figure out what needs to change, and that's really what I help people work on: is what results are you trying to achieve, and what things then can you keep doing that'll serve those results, but what do you need to pick up or let go of to get to that new level of results you're trying to hit.
And it seems to me, Scott, and this is another thing I talk to audiences about, especially on my show when I speak around the country, and that is where we are right now in terms of time. We're in a new century. I know we're well into it, but there's still a lot of people who are living in the 20th century, Scott. And what I tell people is that 96.75% of all the things you learned in the 21st century, in the 20th century. And most of that is obsolete right now.
And it's amazing how quickly it becomes obsolete these days, right?
At the speed of light,
mm-hmm.
as we now know. So what do we need to do? Do we need to become better delegators? Do we need to learn new organization techniques? Do we need to do more self-analysis? What do we need to do to get ready for next year?
We were talking to Jim before the break about focus and vision, and there's one thing I was thinking about a distinction around what to pick up and let go that I think might be helpful to the audience, and it's to pick up the habit of taking an outside-in perspective and let go of the habit of taking an inside-out perspective.
Explain.
Well, what I mean by that, an inside-out perspective, it's the old thing about the forest and the trees. You're going to be focusing on the individual trees on that inside-out perspective. You take the perspective of being down on that dance floor that we were talking about and only looking at what's immediately around you. Take that outside-in perspective and look at your business as if you were a customer. Look at your business as if you were a key supplier, or as if you were a competitor of your business. And if you took any of those perspectives, those outside-in perspectives, what would you change in order to respond to that customer or that competitor or that key supplier or whoever it might be?
Mm-hmm. Well, that's very good. What about delegating?
Delegating is key. Of course, you have
to. Isn't that one of the most empowering things you can do?
I think it's getting clear on the results that we're trying to achieve, defining what to do and letting the team play more of a role in figuring out how to do it.
Right.
I think is a key principle of delegation. I think you'll find out that quite often when the parameters are well defined on what we're doing, that the team's going to have better ideas than you do on how to do it.
And that's really hard for small business owners, because we began this company, we founded the company, most of us did, and we remember when we did all the jobs, and then
right.
We had to turn loose of one at a time, and then two, and then three, and then 100 or whatever, and it's hard for us to turn loose, because when we do it, it's perfect.
I'm going through that myself right now.
Yeah.
I'm having to eat my own dog food, as they say, as my business grows. And, bringing people into the business. It's a pleasant, it's not a surprise, because if I get my ego out of the way, it's not a surprise. But
Say that again.
Getting my ego out of the way.
Yeah,
yeah.
That's a biggie, isn't it?
It is a UG.
There's one thing.
UG.
There's a little term that I've been saying for the last several months to my audience and when I talk to people, that's helped me a lot with that. Seek
What's that?
Excellence, not perfection.
Hmm.
That's been one of the biggest enablers for me to do a better job of delegating, is when I realize that I may be perfect, but other people aren't, and so I need to seek excellence in them, not perfection. What do you think?
I think you're absolutely right. Understanding, sometimes I talk about understanding when good enough is good enough.
Yeah.
not everything has to be optimized, not everything has to be perfect, and I think that's a barrier to growth, is everything has to be perfect, and we need to make some smart strategic choices about where we go optimal and where we can, somebody called it satisficing.
Right. In golf, if you hit a bad shot but it turns out okay, we say it's as good as a good one, so maybe that's what we need to think about.
I like
hey,
that idea.
The book is called The Next Level. Scott Eblin, E-B-L-I-N, is the author. Thanks, Scott, for being here. Happy holidays.
Jim, you too. Thanks so much.
Quick break. Right back with Lori Baldwin right after these messages. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.